Oh, yeah.
Another Korean heating.
Hey, Sean?
Yes.
Sean, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
Well, you were put on my calendar so we could follow up regarding the Google Guarantee.
Oh, that's right. How much do I charge for that?
Me and you've had a lot of conversations about this one. So the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee, but we're running a special right now for Veterans Day, so I can drop it to $200. And then after you're completely Google Guarantee approved, your cost per qualified lead is $50.67 per qualified lead. The activation budget is $664 for 13 leads. So that's paid up front, the $664 is, and then as the leads come in and they're qualified, the $50.67 will be taken off of that. So they go through the call tracking system. If it's a spam, robo sales, or solicitation call, it's automatically disqualified. If it's somebody seeking employment with your company or asking for a service you don't provide, that's unqualified. If it's somebody, you know, just kind of lollygagging.
So who decides if it's qualified or not? Me or you?
AI is listening to each one of those calls and their specific criteria they're looking for. Within the call, if you have given pricing over the phone or if you set a face-to-face appointment with them, that's considered a qualified call. So Google's the one who decides, not me or you. Yeah, they have specific criteria that makes it qualified. So whether or not you actually land the job doesn't have anything to do with it. It's if you're setting appointment or if you're giving pricing over the phone.
Okay. So if I give a price over the phone, that's considered a qualified lead?
If you are giving pricing over the phone on that call tracking number, yes, it's considered a qualified lead. So there's multiple ways for the client to get a hold of you. The call tracking number that's for Google Guarantee is very specific, and it is not a number that's like attached anywhere else with your online profile. So, for example, if you get a call from, you're going to know if it's a call from the Google verified Google Guarantee platform because of the special call tracking number and how it comes into you. You're going to know that. So you know if you choose to be a little more careful and not give pricing over the phone. The other thing is within the advertisement on Google Guarantee, we do have the ability to put like a pricing page up there so people can see that before they ever even click to call you. And if you're giving pricing over the phone for like the Google Ads or the Facebook Ads or the local SEO or the regular website or any of that, that's not going to count the same because this is specific for those verified leads. Now, the other thing...
How do y'all decipher that?
How do we decipher what?
Which ones came from there and which ones came from Google Guarantee?
Because you're assigned a specific call tracking number that's particular to the Google Guarantee. It's separate from all the other advertisement we're doing for you. And you're able to track it through the Local Splash app. You can log on to the hub and you can see the calls that are coming from Google Guarantee and the ones that are coming from the other platforms we advertise you on.
Okay, so are y'all doing anything else for me right now?
Yeah, we have your local SEO going. We have your, wait a minute. It looks like you've been on pause for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. You've been on pause for a little bit with us.
So would that conflict with anybody, the people that host my website? Why wouldn't I do that through them?
Well, I don't know if they offer it. Not everybody has it. So we're a Google partner, and we've been doing this for 20 years. So we are, like, verified to do Google Guarantee by Google. So I don't know if your website company if that's a service that they offer. But, you know, we've been doing this for 21 years. So we're well established in it. We've been doing it for a very long time, you know?
I got you.
So I don't know why you wouldn't go with us, to be honest, especially for that particular service going into the fall and winter. It's like, It's absolutely phenomenal. You can pause it anytime you want. You can stretch the budget as far as you want. We have the ability to still dispute calls. Like, even if AI says, hey, that was a qualified call, if you really feel it wasn't, then we still have the ability to dispute it on your behalf directly with Google. There's huge advantages to this because the leads that are coming through this particular section, Sean, these are the people who are actually looking for services.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So how much is it?
The application fee is $200. I've knocked it off for the Veterans Special, Veterans Day Special. So I can get you started today for $200. And then once your Google Guarantee approved, your activation budget for the 13 leads is $664.
So the Google Guarantee, am I paying that monthly?
If you want to, if you use all 13 leads, then you'll pay it monthly. If, say, you only use 5 or 6 leads, then you're only paying for the 5 or 6 that you use. If you exhaust the entire budget and you want more leads, then yes, you need to pay it again. But the idea here is kind of like pay as you go. So you can pause it if you want to, or you have the ability to increase the lead flow or decrease the lead flow. If you pause it, you can pause for as long as you want. You have the ability to pause for, you know, as long as you may need to. If you're busy or you're on vacation or, you know, you're not going to be able to take on any leads or you're going hunting or whatever, you know, you
so
can
let me,
pause it.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
So the setup fee, am I paying that monthly?
No, that's a one-time act. That application fee is one time.
Okay, so the $666 is what I would pay monthly if I kept it running and I went through 13.
And you went through 13 leads, yeah. And if you're doing that, then you know you're making at least 10 times that per, because that's the way that it's designed. It's very specific with the keywords and the services. Like, within HVAC, there's a number of different keywords and opportunities. You can do, like, if you're doing the vent cleaning, and if you're doing things like that, then you could come up for those keywords. But if you're not, if you're only doing service calls and installs, then we can make sure you're only getting calls for that. You're not going to get calls for the gobbledygook.
So let me ask you this. Because I've been Google Guaranteed before. So I don't see an
mm-hmm.
issue with getting me Google Guarantee.
I don't either. I have an issue that we were going to blacklist that other one because you don't have access to it.
Right. So
yeah.
So before, when I had Google Guarantee, they didn't charge me monthly. Why not?
I don't know. Maybe that's also why we can't find it and we can't get a hold of it. Who knows why? You know?
So I wasn't, I guess, well, I was paying for SEO and I wasn't paying for leads.
Mm.
I kind of have a conflict because what I don't want to do
mm-hmm.
is, hold on, I'm trying not to run over a kid, my dog.
Well, that was
good. Yeah, that would be
don't
good.
Do that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So let's do this because I'm interested. Okay, I don't like the whether if y'all just I mean AI decides if it's qualified or I decide if it's qualified. I don't like that part because then I got to dispute it and then I got to wait and y'all get paid up front, but I'm gonna have to wait to get my money back or to get reimbursed.
But it's automatic by Google, so understand each call is being evaluated as it happens, okay? So if Google deems that it's not a valid call, and then you want us to, then they're not going to charge it, you know? But if you want us to dispute it beyond that, yes, there is going to be a time frame. I think it's like a max of like 30 days or something along those lines, but it goes straight back to your budget.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, you know, we're dealing with Google here in addition. It's not like we're deciding the rules. We try to maneuver the rules as best we can for our clients because Google's the one. We used to manually dispute each one, and Google's the one who put AI in place of this, and they made the bots very sensitive to the way that the calls are coming in order to ensure that you're not getting, you know, solicitation calls and that you're not getting charged for stuff that's unqualified.
Right. So let's do this. 'Cause I'm interested. But I need to talk to my IT guy that does my website.
Okay.
To make sure that it's not gonna, we're not gonna have any conflicting interests.
Is that the IT guy that runs your website? Is he the one who's running the Facebook ads for you too?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe, or you don't want to tell me.
No, but I honestly don't know.
Because you remember the conversation we had about the Facebook ads. You were upset because you didn't know why they weren't working, but they weren't working because we were running them and you were running them somewhere else. So basically you were
So you know what? That was a guy in another, so that was a different guy doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why, you were happy with us. Why didn't you bring your website here and let us do all that for you? I just don't understand. You have this well-established relationship with us. You and I have talked numerous times. Why are you outsourcing this stuff?
I don't know.
I mean, like, what's going on? Why don't you let me take care of you? How much are you paying this guy for your website? Like, what's going on?
Oh, so my website was being hosted, or was built and hosted by a company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having some issues with them, and they weren't doing anything for me, and I had them for years and years.
Oh, boy.
So I was looking to switch services, and I guess they caught wind of it that I was looking to switch, and they shut my site down.
$30.
They said that I cloned the site, and this, that, and the other, and that's, well, I mean, I really wish I was technically inclined to clone the site.
Yeah.
I said, but I didn't, so I don't know what you're talking about. But that was reason enough for them. They cut me loose, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I actually have a family member that's hosting it now.
Okay.
I don't know if he's managing my Facebook or not. And I don't know if he does the Google Guarantee stuff or not.
Okay.
So I need to look into that. And see.
Okay.
Let's do this. If you want to, call me back tomorrow at the same time, and I'll try to have my ducks in a row then.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you then.
Let me do some homework. Yes, ma'am.
I got you.
All right.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Is the all hands tomorrow? All hands is tomorrow. What's going on here?